our congressional spotlight brought to you by United Technologies Corporation. The Deficit Reduction Super Committee in Congress is looking at a proposal that will change dramatically the way the government negotiates your pharmacy benefits. The Office of Personnel Management would be allowed to negotiate prices for all drug program participants and work with a single pharmacy benefit manager. Robert Moffitt is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Center for Policy Innovation, and he's here to help you understand what these changes might mean for you if the super committee adopts them. Bob, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy to do it. The administration says that the proposal, if the super committee adopts it, would save $1.6 billion over 10 years if OPM goes to working with a single pharmacy benefit manager. On the surface, that sounds like a pretty good idea, but you're not a fan.
No. First of all, I think that's a very strange number. And when, if you look at it, this proposal is basically a one-paragraph proposal, so there's no detail at all. And the $1.6 billion is over 10 years, as you point out, but there's no accompanying analysis from CBO or OMB or anybody else as to how they got that number. I would just point out, and everybody listening to this should be, you know, pay very close attention to this, because if you look at the administration's projections, they're saying that the drug payment accounts account for roughly 30% of all the claims in the FEHB. Well, if you extend that over, you know, 10 years, you're talking about something that is well over $120 billion over 10 years. So these projected savings, are really, they would amount to really less than 2% of the entire drug expenditures over that time. That is a very, very strange number. I don't know what's behind it. I don't know how they arrived at it. I mean, they, you know, why $1.6 billion? Usually you're talking about something that is actually more significant when you're talking about programmatic changes to large programs like FEHB or Federal Retirement or Medicare or Medicaid or any of the other programs. This is very, very small. But of course, the other side of this is that it could also be very big. We just don't know, because frankly, the big change here is that the provision of prescription drugs, which everybody in FEHB gets today, the way I got it when I was in the federal employee system for 11 years, is basically a market decision. You pick the plan that provides you the best drug coverage, that coverage you like, and if you don't like it, you know, the next year you get a better plan. That's not going to go on here. What is going to happen is the federal government will basically become a direct purchaser, and that probably means the government's going to make a determination about what the deductible will be, what the coinsurance will be, what your catastrophic out-of-pocket limits will be. That's all going to be determined by OPM. Once OPM gets involved in doing that sort of thing, it also becomes an OMB issue, doesn't it? Because OMB is going to want to make sure that it meets whatever the savings targets are for the administration. And once it becomes an OMB issue, it also becomes an issue of congressional micromanagement.
I'm not sure, though, that I see how the competition issue is too terribly bad, because I'm in the same situation. I'm in my wife's health care plan, sure. and we have one prescription drug provider. We don't get to choose which one, even though we deal with, even though we get to choose which overall health care provider sure. that we go with. So how is that different? How would this be different than the experience that we're having?
Well, it would mean that if they're really going, well, it all depends on what they're going to do with this. Once again, there's no real detail to any of this. This is one of those problems where you've got kind of a very broad idea in one paragraph that is calling for the overhaul of a $40 billion program with very, very little detail. But if you were actually going to get savings in this system, in order to get real savings, what you'd have to do is you'd have to impose some kind of a formulary. That is to say, the government's going to have to say, in effect, that yes, you can have drugs at this price, but the drugs that you get will be determined by a preferred drug list, much like the Veterans Administration has today. Right now, the Veterans Administration does today what the administration wants OPM to do, which is to become a direct purchaser of drugs. So with the VA, they basically negotiate directly with the drug companies, and they determine, you know, the drugs that are available. Now, how do they get savings? They get savings by limiting the drugs that you get. There was a study done on this by the Lewin Group, which is a top econometrics firm, and they looked at the top 281 drugs that are covered under Medicare Part D, which is the Medicare program, which is very rich, by the way. And they looked at that, and they found that of the 281 top drugs that are covered by Medicare Part D, only 65% were really available in the Veterans Administration program.
Bob, I'm going to cut you off, but we're starting to run out of time. Let me just see if there's a parallel here that I can understand.
Sure.
I have sinus allergies, and I take a nose spray, and there are three primary types that doctors generally prescribe.
Sure.
What it sounds like to me is that you're saying that maybe one or two of those might be on the list, but not all three of them. And if my doctor wants me to take number three, I might have to pay for it out of pocket because it's not available under
the
particular plan.
It may not be covered under the plan. That is exactly right. And that's why, and you have the same type of thing happening right now in the VA, that's why, you know, two out of five Medicare eligible VA enrollees get their drugs through Medicare Part D, not the VA health plan. So, yes, what you've got to worry about is OPM cracking down on the drugs that are available to you in order to get savings. That's a problem.